The Baltimore Running Festival officially opened last night. The big events are tomorrow when the half marathon and marathon launch from the Inner Harbor, along with a 5K race. Lee Corrigan is the president of Corrigan Sports Enterprises. They are the organization behind the Baltimore Running Festival. He joins me on the phone. Good morning, Lee. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks. So I've heard on the street and from a couple of sources that registration for the Baltimore Running Festival, in other words, folks signing up to participate in one of the races, is down this year. And some people are attributing that to the violence that happened in Baltimore in April. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, it's something that we've been keeping a very, very close eye on here in the last year, for almost 6 months or so. And it's something that was obviously very concerning to us when it happened. And one of the things that we've done as a part of our relationship with the city and the community, and that is we've created this whole Baltimore Pride campaign. And it's really, you know, run, cheer, volunteer, come on out and support the Baltimore Running Festival this year and show your Baltimore pride. And it's resonated with folks. We've been able to, in just 3 weeks' time, since we've really been hitting it hard, we've been able to beat up the deficit, if you will, from about 11% to 7%. That's a credit to my marketing and public relations guys, and we've been doing all kinds of deals with other events that had problems a couple weeks ago with the potential hurricane. So we've wound up being the default event for a number of those people. So that's what we're doing, and the reaction from the community has been great. You know, we've created a T-shirt that says Baltimore Pride on the front, and on the back it says Believe, Be Strong, and Be More. And net proceeds of that T-shirt are going to support the Signal 13 Foundation, Officer Down in Need of Assistance, as well as the Youth Works program, which is the mayor's initiative to get underprivileged youth meaningful jobs.
I've been very happy to be part of the Running Festival. Personally, my wife and I have run it many times. It's in its 15th year. And one of the fun things about it is that a lot of the folks who are running come from out of town. The 11% deficit that you had a few weeks ago, is that mostly from people out of Baltimore? Or is that local people?
Yeah, that's exactly what our research told us. You know, if you dig deeper into that, those numbers, what you'll find is typically our runners, about 35 to 40% of them, are from out of the state of Maryland. This year, that number is closer to 30%. So that is clearly the deficit of what we're talking about.
But are you hearing from those people from out of town that the reason they're not coming is they have fears about violence and safety?
There's been some specific phone calls to our office, as well as some emails sent to our office as well of people expressing concern. So behind that Baltimore Pride campaign, really we're reaching out to the whole Baltimore-Washington corridor of runners in the community and asking them, choose Baltimore this year. Don't choose not to do the Marine Corps Marathon. Don't do Philadelphia. Don't do Richmond. Don't do New York. Participate in the Baltimore Running Festival this year.
Yeah, that's kind of what people did after 9/11. You know, people were encouraging people to come to New York for the same kind of reason,
yeah.
I think. In the 15 years that you've been running the Baltimore Running Festival, what was your peak year of registration? Because obviously registration is you know, changes from year to year.
We've been very, very fortunate. The way our growth chart looks is it looks like 6,500 or so of our very, very first year in existence. Then it actually dipped a little bit. And then from there, we experienced a 10 to 15% increase every single year. And last year was our high, and we were at about between 26 and 27,000 total participants last year. And once again, this year we're going to be down a little bit. But, God, overall, we're blessed with great participation numbers, and the community has been very supportive.
Lee Corrigan is the president of Corrigan Sports Enterprises. Lee, thanks so much for your time. And as we say in show business, break a leg this week.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
A little bit later in the program, I'll have a conversation with Dr. Pam Peek from the University of Maryland Medical Center. She's an expert in the notion of fitness age. She is also a triathlete, and she'll tell us about how if you are exercising regularly, you can reduce your fitness age to a number much lower than your actual age. That's all coming up a little bit later on Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.